and welcome everyone to the 2024 Agnes Medix and Tricolor Award Ceremony. My name is Owen Crawford Lem, and I'm the 38th Rector of Queen's University and an ArtSide 24 student. And I'm absolutely thrilled to be your host this evening. I'd also like to thank the Piper, Alexander MacDonald, for welcoming us in with a great rendition of Scotland the Brave to kick off our celebrations. I have to admit, I think the number one thing that I've learned at Queen's is an appreciation for the bagpipes. I must admit, before coming, I had a neighbor who was a pipist, a piper. I didn't like him too much. But Alex does a great job, so maybe we can give him a round of applause. Now, before we continue, I'd like to acknowledge that Queen's is situated on traditional Anishinaabe and Haudenosaunee territory. The history of this traditional territory predates the establishment of the earliest European colonies, and we're really grateful to be able to live, work, and play on these lands. Now, tonight, we're here to celebrate the incredible accomplishments of this year's Agnes Benedictsson Tricolor Award winners. Now, before we hear a little bit more about the achievements of tonight's winners, I'd like to take a moment and recognize some of the other members in the procession. So I'd like to thank Principal and Vice-Chancellor Patrick Dean for joining us this evening. I'd also like to thank Dr. Morgan Lettinen for being with us, ArtSci 16, PhD 22, and a 2022 recipient of the Agnes Benedictsson Tricolor Award. And she is representing the Tricolor Society this evening. And finally, I'd like to welcome this year's recipients, Nikki Boychuk-Hale, Kyla Gibson, Tara Rezvan, and Mina Wasim. So thank you. So this year, the selection committee received an impressive slate of nominations for this honor, and I want to thank all of them for their hard work. We spent the weekend at Richardson Hall talking to an impressive slate, absolutely, but I'm really glad that we landed on these four, and it's an incredible accomplishment, absolutely. So I'd like to thank the selection committee. I'd also like to thank the nominators who took the time out of their very busy, packed student schedules to recognize these really accomplished students. So thank you for that as well. Now, receiving the Tricolor Awards and being inducted into the Tricolor Society is a really unique accomplishment. Now, the Tricolor Society, it's home to more than 500 alumni worldwide, and we're lucky to have some of those familiar faces in the crowd this evening, including our newly appointed president of the Queen's University Alumni Association, Allison Williams, out there somewhere. Yeah, there she is. So thanks for joining us tonight. I'd also like to acknowledge the past recipients of the award, and if you want to just stick your hand up and see where you are. I know we got at least one David Gordon back there. So it's great to see, and there we go, here we go. So yeah, it's great to see the Tricolor Society strong here tonight. Now, after that, I'd really just like to introduce Patrick Dean to say a few words, and then we'll get on with the show here. So thanks for coming this evening, everyone.
Well, thanks so much, Owen, and good evening, everyone. It is wonderful to be here with you tonight. We were reflecting earlier on, is the first time since before the pandemic that we've been able to celebrate the Tricolor Awards in a freestanding, separate ceremony of this sort. So that represents a major step forward in the way in which the university recognizes some of the exceptional contributions of our students. So really delighted to be with you all here tonight. I think everyone knows what it is that the awards exist to recognize, the valuable and distinguished service of students, exceptional service of students to the university and to the student body. Students celebrated for their leadership, for their community impact. It is, all in all, the highest tribute that the university can pay to its students for the contributions they make. To receive the Tricolor Award is no small achievement at this institution. I'll observe, as a veteran of a number of Canadian universities, there is no institution I have experienced in which students are more engaged and more passionate about their lives, their futures, and the whole university experience than they are here at Queen's. So this is a place in which there's no shortage of really talented people with a lot of initiative and commitment. So for our four recipients tonight to receive these awards is recognition indeed. So congratulations to all of you. Each of them has demonstrated the very best qualities of this Queen's University community and have had a profound and will have a lasting impact as students. I think what connects all of them, and there are many ways of contributing to the university and to the student body, what connects all of them is an innovative approach to enhancing student life and to improving culture here on the campus. And I think each of them exemplifies dedication and commitment to serving the Queen's community. And that is one of the things that sets us apart from other institutions in this country and around the world. Important to recognize our nominators, too, for bringing the names of these students forward. It takes genius to recognize the contribution of fellow students, and thank you very much to the nominators. Owen alluded to the Tricolor Society, and I just want to say a few words about the notion of an ongoing and lifelong engagement with your alma mater, which the Tricolor Society represents. The award, in the first instance, as I've said, recognizes the quality of contribution during your years as a student, but the society, as you can tell from the presence tonight of former winners, is a critical part of the continuing life and vitality of the university. We've been around a long time. Our network of alumni and supporters of the university is wide and deep, and a critical part of that is the Tricolor Society and its members, a growing number every year, as you heard from Owen, more than 500. It'll be of interest to folks here tonight to know that the Tricolor Society has been in existence since 1940, when the first award was given. The architect of the Tricolor Award in society was the same person who was the architect of the Canadian flag, and also the person who designed the Order of Canada as a form of national recognition for distinguished service to the country. This was the Right Honourable John Matheson. So he established, with these awards, a very distinguished tradition of people who've not only made a major contribution to Queen's, but have gone on to make major contributions to society at large. So it's a very special society and a very special honor. So my congratulations to everyone, and so good to have everybody here tonight to join in celebrating our recipients. It's now my pleasure to introduce, representing the Tricolor Society, Morgan Lettinen, as you heard from Owen, ArtsEye 16, PhD 22. Morgan is Director of Commercialization for Reaction, or RXN, Hub. Leading the development of a centralized hub for the commercialization of chemistry in North America. Morgan is one of WXN's top 100 women in 2023, and as you also heard from Owen, received this award in 2022. Morgan, please come forward.
All right. Hello, everyone, and thank you, Principal Dean, for the introduction and the warm welcome. I had the pleasure of being a member of the Queen's community for close to, just a little over actually 10 years, completing, as I said, my undergraduate all the way through PhD, and now getting this really interesting opportunity to build a business in partnership with the university that's getting to expand our innovation ecosystem. And I was asked today to share a little bit of a history about the award, but also share some reflections to the new members that are joining us on what this award has meant to me. And we said the Tricolor Award really has had a massive history at Queen's, and named after Agnes Benedictsson, it's the most prestigious tribute that a Queen's student can receive, which was quite the event and feat. When I know I won it, I did not believe that was possible. Agnes Benedictsson was a Queen's Chancellor for 16 years, from 1980 to 1996, and not only was she the first woman elected to the position, but she was also the first to follow in her parents' footsteps in holding that post. She was raised in Winnipeg, the daughter of the grain merchant, financier, and Queen's Chancellor, James Richardson, who himself served as Queen's in that same Chancellor role for 10 years from 1929 through 1939. She received her Bachelor of Arts degree from Queen's in 1941, and an honorary Doctor of Laws in 1979. Queen's simply was her passion, like many of yours, and she was the university's champion. Those of you being inducted into this society today should know that you're joining a group of more than 500 prestigious members, all of whom have made a difference to not only the university, but also contribution to society. In addition to the first member and the one who started it that Principal Dean was mentioning, this award has also had many other notable recipients. Dragon's Den TV star Michelle Romanov, author and Globe and Mail columnist Jeffrey Simpson, Emmy Award author and art filmmaker Peter Raymond, and former Bank of Canada Governor and Queen's Chancellor Emeritus David Dodge. And today I have the pleasure to welcome these four new members into the society. This powerhouse group of women who have empowered students to embrace their cultural identities and implement impactful equity and inclusion initiatives, lead campaigns to bring awareness to mental health, and highlight the importance of socially impactful research. It's easy in the hustle and bustle of today's fast-paced world, especially for high achievers like yourselves, to continue running to the next milestone, your next goal, your next award, because I know this will not be each of your last. Maybe it's later tonight, later this week, or once you've all had a second to breathe after exams, promise me that you'll sit with the award and internalize it and all that you've achieved. Accepting accomplishments can be really uncomfy, makes you feel vulnerable. But by doing this, I hope this award will do to you what it did to me. Give me that extra little boost of confidence to continue pursuing goals, no matter how unimaginable they may seem. If anything's for certain, each of you will be faced with challenges as you embark on your rest of your careers. Maybe that's deciding to take a dive into entrepreneurship despite having a career lined up, like I did, or maybe it's the morning of your first corporate presentation, or when you feel lost because the world seems so big and you don't know which path to follow. In those moments, remember everything that you have overcome to get here and trust yourself, because all of us here today and in the society trust you. This award is a testament to what you've dedicated to yourselves, not only that you have academic excellence, but you've also set yourself up to do so with integrity and empathy and with the betterment of others in mind. And I don't know about you, but I think that combination is more what the world needs now, especially with many of the challenges we're facing. So I'd like to congratulate Nikki, Kyla, Tara, and Mina. I know your dedication and hard work have made Queen's more welcoming, more inclusive, and more like home for many of our fellow students. In the next few moments, I'll present this year's recipients with an envelope containing their tricolor pin. It's a treasured keepsake some of the guests here tonight are wearing, and I encourage all of the fellow members of the Tricolor Society to personally welcome our newest members at the conclusion. Nikki, Kyla, Tara, and Mina, it's my privilege to welcome you to the Society. As you complete another academic year or finish your degrees, I hope you'll build on those successes as students and continue your engagement as Queens, as alumni. You're all trailblazers and community builders, and I look forward to watching you each make your mark.
Okay, well, thank you very much, Morgan. I have to say, I remember knocking on your door with this award, because I think we are just at the end of COVID times, I think I remember kind of seeing that that vulnerability, but also how proud you were. And it's been great to see what you've been up to and how you've grown after Queen's, and a true testament to the Tricolor Society. So thank you. Now, one of the special things, as I've mentioned about this Tricolor Award, is that your fellow students nominate you, to me that's really what makes this award even more special. Is students see something in you that you may not have actually even seen in yourself. So tonight we have four nominators who are going to help introduce our inductees. So I'm really excited to call Cole Oldedis, ArtSci 25, to the podium to introduce our first recipient, Nikki Boychuk-Hale. Cole.
Thanks, Owen. I nominated Nikki as she has had an incredible impact on the student experience of myself, numerous other students who have worked with her, and the broader Queens and Kingston community. All her supporters enthusiastically came about writing letters of support for the nomination. Nikki led numerous digital campaigns, such as AMS Asks You, in her time as the Director of Marketing with the AMS. These 25 videos reached over 61,000 students and featured prominent topics such as partying safe and other student resources on campus, such as mental health supports and food programs. In addition to these videos, Nikki spearheaded sticker campaigns highlighting not-for-profit organizations around Kingston and helped students learn more about the community. Nikki spent her time to also support the success of projects with the university, such as the National Day of Truth and Reconciliation Communications Toolkit, and the campaigns for Building Community Together and Student Harm Reduction. Nikki's leadership and dedication to Queens is prominent on campus. She has always worked tirelessly to ensure students are well aware of resources on campus, and throughout it all, has maintained incredible relationships with everyone she has come into contact with. The way I look up to Nikki now is the way that I hope my teams I lead now view me. Nikki has spent her Queens journey to better the life of students, connect with faculty in the university, and build relations with the Kingston community. Nikki is definitely deserving of the Tricolor Award, and I cannot wait to see what she will accomplish in the rest of her journeys as rector and in the world past Queens.
Hi, everyone. I'm so happy to be here, right off the plane from Kenya. Thank you for showing up. It really means a lot to see all of you here. And from the bottom of my heart, thank you to all those who nominated me, Cole, Cassie, Laura, Luca, Tina, Ellie, and Barb. The time you took out of your days to do that really means a lot. And of course, I would not be here today without the support and tough love of my family. My brother, who I've grown up wanting to be just like, my dad, who showed me what the heart of a teacher looks like, and my mom, who taught me that you can make change with any hand that you're dealt. You are the reason why I've been able to chase my dreams here at Queens. I also want to send a really warm thank you to my fellow recipients, Mina, Tara, and Kyla. An institution can have the best strategy in the world, but it means nothing without culture. And culture is about the people who occupy these spaces. And you spent your time here at Queens actively finding ways to solve problems that are facing students, and you infused your entire hearts with it. I'm really lucky that I was able to attend Queens at the same time as you. There were many days that I felt like I was swimming in the ocean of not knowing, and what grounded me was looking for the people around Queens who believed in and were actively working to design their utopia. While I am being recognized here today for my accomplishments, the reason for and the best part about my contributions is that they have been backed every step along the way by students and professors and staff who believed in me and my mission, so thank you. And I still have two more years here at Queens ahead of me, and I will certainly be using this award as a reminder that we can choose to hold ourselves and one another to very high standards. We all have a role to play, no matter our program, and as a very proud fine arts grad, I hope that others can look to me and see that it is possible and necessary and very important that we use the creative arts as a means to create change. Thank you.
Congratulations again. Next, I would like to call Cameron Anderson, Artside 26, up to introduce our second recipient, Kyla Gibson.
I would like to extend my congratulations to one of this year's Agnes Benedict Tricolor Award recipients, Kyla Gibson. I have had the privilege to be able to work and befriend Kyla over the last 2 years that I have attended Queen's University. Her dedication and commitment to social justice and activism through her work in the Commitment Engagement Committee and in Equity Ambassadors is admirable. She approaches each challenge she faces with perseverance and utmost grace. She is unwavering in her kindness, her compassion, and her commitment to the community around her. Her reach goes beyond social justice activism. Her mentorship, empathy, and unwavering thoughtfulness are given willingly and abundantly. She uses each position she is in to not only speak, but to listen, and to expand her own wealth of knowledge on the lived experiences of other people. It is with great pleasure that I get to announce Kyla Gibson as one of the Agnes Benedict Tricolor Award winners this year.
Thank you so much, Cameron. This moment fills me with so much pride and humility. And I owe it all to the unwavering support and encouragement of some incredible individuals who have stood beside me through moments of success and adversity. Deandra, I want to thank you and express my gratitude for your mentorship, for pushing me to explore my promising ideas, and for strategically guiding me away from my not-so-great ones. Cameron and Kasai, I share this moment with you. As your support, guidance, and friendship continue to show me the profound impact and dedication that unity, that dedication and unity can have on such a large institution. It has truly been a wonderful process watching myself and all of the commitment scholars grow. And although that this is just the beginning of the program, I truly believe our collective passion and capacity to inspire each other will have a lasting impact at Queen's, much like that of the outstanding impact of the recipients I have the privilege of celebrating with today. Thank you so much to the selection committee for your time and dedication. I'm truly humbled to have been chosen among such talented individuals. This award is a testament to the power of community, because regardless of how small our community might seem here at Queen's, we have built space for joy, celebration, and excellence. So thank you to my community for dancing, mentoring, and standing beside me every step of the way.
Okay, congratulations. So next I'd like to call Sylvie Garabedian, COM25, to the podium to introduce our third recipient, Tara Resvan.
Okay, so I'm very pleased and honored to be here today to congratulate Tara Resvan on receiving the 2024 Agnes Benedictine Tricolor Award. I first met Tara when I was hired by the Smith Research Impact Hub, an initiative that Tara tirelessly worked on to bridge the gap between research and business at Smith. Through her passion and leadership, the Smith Research Impact has grown to become a vibrant community of approximately 20 undergraduate students working on individual or group research projects in various areas. Additionally, through our annual research symposium, which we actually were at just before this event, we were able to reach over 50 students of diverse academic backgrounds to discuss research processes, opportunities, and projects. The symposium has served as the starting point that has sparked student interest in research at Smith. Being able to see Tara's vision progress from an idea to a reality has been an absolute honor and an invaluable experience in my undergraduate studies and a highlight of my experience at Smith. Tara, you're a wonderful leader, gifted with the ability to manage teams with diverse ideas, interests, and skills. Your passion for academia and tireless commitment to nurturing student growth will leave an enduring impact on our community, inspiring a new generation of researchers and industry professionals. I'd like to thank you on behalf of all students you've helped and all students that will benefit from the Smith Research Impact Hub in the years to come. Congratulations.
Wow, thank you so much, Sylvie, for those beautiful words. I'm like the most emotional person ever, I'm sorry. but being up here right now, this is the greatest honor I could have ever imagined. I can only imagine how excited grade 11 Tara would be when she was touring Queens for the first time. She knew this would be the result 5 years down the line. I'd first like to thank the principal's office and the rector's team. The fact that this award exists says a lot about how special of a place Queens is, and that's part of what kind of keeps me coming back for more. I think a lot of people have said this tonight, but an institution really is as strong as its people. And I would be remorse if I didn't thank all of the people that have had a part in my journey. So first of all, thank you to the selection committee for seeing something in my application. My nominators, Sylvie, of course, Lucas, a longtime friend here as well, and my supervisor, Dr. Aiken Ock, who is here. Thank you so much for putting my name forward. And I also would like to thank especially the Commerce Office at Smith. I think when you enter student government roles, a lot of times the sentiment is that you'll be working against your administration, but Associate Dean Arjan Nalka and his team have really made an environment where we get to work together, which was a great pleasure of my experience. And then, of course, the research office at Smith as well is such a special place. Associate Dean of Research Lawrence Ashworth and Director April Wallace saw my idea and have fueled me with resources and support since the get-go to make some really cool things happen, and without their support, it wouldn't be possible. I also think when you're thinking about academic research, for me, the most important part is how I will stay motivated to keep going. And I think the environment at Smith Research and at Queens is fueled with exciting people, interesting people that keep that momentum and that fuel going. So I'm grateful for that. And then finally, I would not be anything without my family who are here as well today. My parents who taught me to lead with my heart. So thank you.
Congratulations again. I should want to get out of here so quickly. finally, but certainly not last, I'd like to call Zainab Naqvi, Bachelor of Science 23, to the podium to introduce our final recipient, Mina Wasim.
Thank you all for having me here today. I was told I have 1 minute, and 1 minute is really not enough to tell you how fierce of a leader Mina is, and I could go on and on about her services to Queen's University. It is inspiring to hear about her various leadership activities within Queen's Commerce and other extracurriculars, as well as her courageous commitment in developing initiatives and shaping policies to create anti-racist and inclusive spaces for equity-deserving students here at Queen's. Mina has definitely made an impact on an institutional level, but when you get to know Mina, you will find that she leaves an impact on every single person she meets. She is truly one of those people you meet in university that you will never forget. And that's saying something, because you meet a lot of people in your undergrad. Mina has a special way of making you feel heard and is always eager to hear your story. Her dedication to listening to other people is only one part of her caring and generous personality. And it is these stories from her communities that she remembers and threads into every aspect of her services. I am so honored to have nominated Mina for this prestigious award, and that she's been recognized for all her hard work in creating actionable and meaningful change here at Queen's University.
Just making sure I can reach it. Is it this one? Oh, there's one. Perfect. Okay, we're gonna do a little activity because you already know who I am. I was introduced. I'm gonna split the room in half. So if you're on this side of the room, you guys are oohs. Can you say ooh?
Ooh.
Nice. Okay, that side of the room, you guys are ah. Can you say ah? Nice. Okay, you guys are
ooh. Ah. Ooh. Ah. Ooh.
Very nice. Now, you might be wondering, why are you coming up here and doing that activity with us? And honestly, it really comes down to a lot of the things I've done at Queen's. No one really knew what I was trying to do, but they kind of went along with them. And it is precisely that reason that I'm so grateful to be here, to be able to highlight and, you know, kind of shout out some of the folks who've supported my journey at Queen's. They're in the room today, and I'm going to just list them off one by one. So starting off with Zainab, my wonderful nominator. She was the co-organizer for our Ramadan in Residence initiative. It's the university's first ever initiative to support students observing the month of Ramadan, which is a very significant and holy time. We're in it right now for Muslim students. So thank you, Zainab, for your commitment and your courage and being outside of locked dining halls with me at, like, I don't know, midnight and, you know, sitting in lots of different meetings. I also want to thank my dear friends Aloka and George, who I met while working as a residence don. And Aloka and George found me at a time where I was extremely burnt out from so many different leadership initiatives, and I'm sure many of us are used to that type of experience too. These were folks who made me laugh. These were folks who sat in dining halls with me and critiqued dining hall food with me. That's always fun. These were folks who took pictures with me even when they didn't always feel their most presentable. These types of moments meant so much to me. I want to thank Malaika and Iman, my two dear friends who are like sisters. When I started my time in the business program at Smith, I was the only hijabi in the entire 4 years of the program. And at that time, I remember thinking how lonely that journey was. And just 2 years later, I had these gorgeous women I ran into on the street who just absolutely blew me away with their courage, their heart, their ability to literally turn any conversation into a four-hour yapping session. For anyone who is a little older, yapping just means talking. It's what the Gen Zs use these days on TikTok. And then last but certainly not least, I also want to thank Rayan Ramesh. He's a third-year student in civil engineering here, and there was a time when I remember everybody was going through a lot of academic stress, and I remember having a conversation with Rayan, and he matched that energy 10 times better than I could have ever imagined. Those types of people are big blessings, because when you put your heart out there as a leader, it's really not about you, it's the people who reciprocate that. The same way that I could have stood up here and I would have looked so silly if I just made you go, hey guys, say ooh, say ah, and nobody participated. Nobody stepped in, nobody thought, let me just come along for the ride. So I really want to say thank you to every single person in this room and the people who aren't here, who've been along for the ride, who didn't always know why they were there, but stuck with it. I'm so incredibly grateful for the fun, the laugh, and the accountability that we've been able to drive here at Smith. Thank you, and Queens.
Okay, well, thank you. I'm going to steal that ooh and ah thing, I think, now. That's, congratulations again to all four of our recipients. Come around. I'd also like to thank Principal Dean for being here, Dr. Morgan Lettinen, and everyone else for taking part in the ceremony tonight. I'd like to thank Cameron Anderson, Zainab Naqvi, Cole Olidis, and Sylvie Garabinin for joining us this evening as well and sharing their personal experiences of the recipients with us. I'd also like to thank CFRC over in the corner there for being here and broadcasting our ceremony to the Kingston and Queens community. So I'd like to give them a round of applause. And you know, one of the common themes here I've heard tonight is people and the power of people. And I mean, I think we all know Queens well enough to know that there are some really exceptional people that go here. And tonight is absolutely a testament to that. And the future, if this is the future of Queens, I'm pretty excited about that. So I'm really excited, and congratulations again to the four of you. And this wouldn't be a Queen's event if we did not do the oil thigh. it's always funny. Sometimes some of you are like, oh yes, the oil thigh, I know that. And then I have to be honest, my first Queen's event, I didn't know what the oil thigh was. I've gotten better, but you'll see me up here because sometimes I'm mouthing the word, so it's okay. We're all doing this together. So as this does bring us to the end, I want to thank you all. I think we're going to do a little oil thigh, so I don't know if we've got the music or what's going on with that, but if everyone's going to stand up and just follow along. Thank you. We'll have refreshments. Go enjoy.